Welcome to SkyDome in Toronto, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Albie Lopez. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The second baseman, Domingo Cedeno. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Olerud. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Huff. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Darnell Coles. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ed Sprague. Batting ninth. The catcher, Randy Knorr. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Todd Stottlemyre. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cedeno scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vizquel strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Berga hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Berga moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops it up and throws to first, with Stottlemyre covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dick Schofield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Domingo Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thome hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thome moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thome scores. There goes Sorrento trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lofton is 0-1 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Olerud hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Jerry DiPoto now pitching. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Huff is hit by the pitch. Carter moves to third. Olerud moves to second. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Coles strikes out. One out. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sprague hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carter scores. Olerud moves to third. Huff moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Blue Jays, 1. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Knorr hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Olerud scores. Huff moves to third. Sprague moves to second. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Domingo Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 0 for 1 in the game. Cittino hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Huff scores. Sprague scores. Schofield moves to third. It's 4-1, Blue Jays. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schofield scores. Cittino moves to third. It's 5-1, Blue Jays. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berga moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thome is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thome strikes out. Knorr drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Thome out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Olerud is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Olerud takes first base on ball 4. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Huff is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Olerud moves to second. Darnell Coles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Coles is 0 for 1 in the game. Coles takes first base on ball 4. Olerud moves to third. Huff moves to second. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sprague is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sprague strikes out. 1 out. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knorr is 0 for 1 in the game. Knorr hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Olerud tags and scores. Huff tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-1, Blue Jays. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schofield hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sorrento strikes out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Blue Jays. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Citino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Indians 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Domingo Citino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Citino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Citino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Citino moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Olerud is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Olerud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Olerud for the out. Citino moves to third. Molitor moves to second. 2 outs. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Huff hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Huff reaches second base with a double. Citino scores. Molitor scores. It's 8-2, Blue Jays. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Coles hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. There goes Huff trying to get to home. Bell throws the ball into Alomar who tags Huff, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berga strikes out. one out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 8, and the Indians 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Larry Cajun now pitching. Tony Peña now catching. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and no strikes. Sprague is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sprague hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of 3-balls and 2 strikes. Knorr is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Knorr takes first base on ball 4. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schofield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knorr moves to second. Domingo Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 0-balls and 2 strikes. Cedeno is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Knorr moves to third. Schofield moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it and throws to second for the out. Knorr scores. Schofield moves to third. 2 outs. It's 9-2, Blue Jays. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 2-balls and 2 strikes. Olerud is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Olerud hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schofield scores. Molitor scores. Carter moves to second. It's 11-2, Blue Jays. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 1 strike. Huff is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Huff hits a line drive towards third. Tommy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ruben Amaro pinch hits for Eddie Murray. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 0-balls and 1 strike. Amaro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, Blue Jays. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sprague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Knorr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2-balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-4, Blue Jays. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 1 strike. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cedeno scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 11, and the Indians 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Wayne Kirby now playing center field. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Coles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coles hits a line drive into left field. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Coles moves to second. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sprague is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sprague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coles moves to third. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knorr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Knorr takes first base on ball 4. Sprague moves to second. Jose Mesa now pitching. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schofield strikes out. One out. Domingo Cittino is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cittino is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cittino hits a fly ball into center field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coles tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 12-4, Blue Jays. Rob Butler pinch hits for Paul Molitor. Rob Butler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mesa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 12, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Williams now pitching. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Kirby. The throw from Knorr and he is safe. Kirby steals second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cittino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kirby moves to third. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 12, and the Indians 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Alvaro Espinoza now playing second base. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Olerud is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Olerud strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Huff is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Huff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coles is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Coles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 12, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Amaro for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thome strikes out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 12, and the Indians 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sprague is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sprague hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Knorr, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knorr is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Knorr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schofield hits a pop-up towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 12, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Timlin now pitching. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sorrento is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Citino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Citino scoops it up and throws to first, with Timlin covering, for the out. Two outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kirby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kirby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter. Kirby reaches second base with a double. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Citino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirby scores. It's 12-5, Blue Jays. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Skydome in Toronto.